This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. The stock market has surged for much of the year, and President Trump, like all presidents, wants to take credit. But last night, he took it a step further and suggested the stock market can help fix the country's debt problem, which got a lot of people scratching their heads. Marketplace's Scott Tong checks it out.
Last night on Fox News, the president said the nation's debt grew during the past administration.
They borrowed more than $10 trillion, right? And yet we picked up $5.2 trillion just in the stock market, possibly picked up the whole thing in terms of the first 9 months in terms of value. So you could say in one sense, we're really increasing values and maybe in a sense, we're reducing debt.
Really? For this, we reached two professors who actually teach Econ 101. Stephen Kyle at Cornell says stocks and the nation's debt are entirely different assets. To explain this in class, he draws pictures.
I draw a picture of a building that's the Treasury and then draw pictures of factories that are corporations.
The Treasury debt is the IOUs the government owes. They're bonds. Stocks are ownership of private companies. But wait, can you argue that stocks rise, people get richer, they pay more taxes, and the feds pay off debt?
In some small way, and I would underline small, it could help.
Not in a way that suggests there's some dollar-for-dollar relationship.
Oh, God, no, not anywhere even close to that.
Okay, how about this? The bull market can show that a good economy has replaced a bad economy with rising debt. The problem is that's not the case, says Justin Wolfers, Econ 101, University of Michigan.
The stock market has been rising over the past few months, no faster than Europe, for instance, and the national debt is rising.
Rising because federal spending exceeds the taxes coming in. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.